This story starts about a decade ago when Tahrir Khan fled Pakistan with his family and moved to Buffalo. Shortly after, he opened Kebab and Curry.
I am the owner also, the manager also, the server, the busser, so I do perform all these activities.
Now, it's a local institution with 65 dishes of authentic Pakistani and Indian food and a devoted clientele. In 2010, he also had a talented waitstaff that knew a thing or two about writing software, including James O'Leary, who thought the restaurant's existing computer system interrupted the flow of business and was outdated.
Restaurant computers are big touchscreens, just like an iPad's a big touchscreen.
So he bought an iPad and set about designing an app that would make things more efficient. He teamed up with another server, Ansar Khan, son of owner Tahrir. Together, they worked on it after hours.
Having the experience as a waiter has informed the development process of the app so much. Of course, in the restaurant environment, seconds are priceless, so any sort of rough edge in the app that was costing our users, you know, any sort of time was important to sand down before we actually launched.
Within a few months, every Kebab and Curry server was carrying around an iPad or iPod running their software, which they call Amber. That's A-M-B-U-R, which roughly means sky in Urdu. The app opens with a bird's-eye view of the restaurant's table layout.
They'll tap on the table that they're serving. They can go ahead, add some items. Let's say they wanted a traditional dish that's very popular, Kebab and Curry, especially is chicken mukni. And then they're prompted to say if they want that mild, medium, spicy, or hot. We'll go ahead and pick mild here. And then when we tap send, if you walk with me to the kitchen, the order prints out right at a receipt printer in the back, right in front of the cooks, so they know exactly what they have to prepare. The receipt says, you know, the chicken mukni, that it needs to be prepared mild. It shows the waiter's name, the table that they're at, and what time the order was sent.
Food comes out quicker, which increases table turnover. Servers can swipe credit cards with the iPad at the table. For a family restaurant serving traditional dishes, Ansar Khan says this new way of business has forced an adjustment.
Some people do get a little upset thinking that the servers are using their phone while taking the order, so that's come up.
In the meantime, the two former servers have launched a company around their app known as Refulgent Software. Based on how Amber has worked at Kebab and Curry, the app is marketed as a way to make restaurants more money and eliminate mistakes, James says.
They're hoping that they always get the math correct. They're hoping that they always remember what the customer ordered. They have to, you know, run that ticket back manually to the chef. There's an incredible time savings using a computer system as a restaurant as opposed to not using one.
Amber also remembers each customer. Kebab and Curry uses that list to hone in on their most loyal patrons, which they shower with coupons. Eateries worldwide are noticing. James says more than 140 are now using the app in places as far-flung as Japan, Australia, Mexico, and India. For WBFO and AM 970 News, I'm Daniel Robison.